USA Radio News with Wendy King.
All of the Minneapolis police officers involved in the fatal encounter with George Floyd now face charges. Former officer Derek Chauvin now faces an upgraded charge, according to Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison.
I believe the evidence available to us now supports the stronger charge of second-degree murder. Arrest warrants were issued for former Minneapolis police officers J.A. King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao.
In Minneapolis,
We got all four!
Protesters celebrated the news, but Floyd family attorney Benjamin Crump says the battle is not yet won.
We cannot celebrate because an arrest is not a conviction, and we want justice. This family is united in their quest for justice.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things, and he told me this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
In a virtual town hall, former President Obama spoke of the Black Lives Matter movement. He said, as tragic as this has been, it's also a time of awakening.
They offer an opportunity for us to all work together to tackle them, to take them off, to change America and make it live up to its highest ideals.
The House Judiciary Committee plans to hear testimony from the Justice Department whistleblowers and former department officials. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler announced Tuesday the witnesses are prepared to describe Attorney General William Barr's politicization of the department and specific incidents of misconduct. Nadler said the committee will also introduce a bill to cut the budget of Barr's personal office by $50 million, which, if passed, would most likely not pass in the Senate. In the year and a half he's been in office, Barr has never appeared before the House Judiciary Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Another economic report shows the toll the pandemic has done on the job market. USA's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
Private sector employers still cutting loose more than 2.5 million more workers as the coronavirus pandemic digs deeper into the U.S. economy. On Tuesday morning, the ADP Private Payrolls Jobs Report was released, and it shows 2.76 million more workers having lost their jobs in May. That follows 19.6 million job losses in April, the worst in that survey's history. Large businesses cut more than 1.6 million jobs last month, and around 719,000 construction workers were let go. The government's full jobs report comes out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google is facing a proposed class action lawsuit that accuses them of invading people's privacy and tracking their use when their browsers are set private. USA's Jesse Edwards has more.
The suit filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California alleges that Google violates wiretapping privacy laws by continuing to intercept, track, and collect communications even when people use private or incognito mode. The lawsuit seeks at least $5 billion from Google and its parent company, Alphabet. The complaint says the proposed class may include millions of Google users and is looking for damages of at least $5,000 for each individual. Google said it disputes the claims and plans to defend itself vigorously against them. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.